KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There was some light rain in parts of Atlantic last night, but we were dry here at the KJAN studios overnight. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Unofficial results from Tuesday's runoff election for mayor in the city of Atlantic show the winner was Grace Garrett, and this was the reaction at her residence when she was informed by KJAN News of her victory. Garrett had advanced to the runoff election when neither she nor her competitor Tim Tighe garnered the required 50.1% of the total votes during the November 2nd city and school elections. In the earlier election, Tighe received 523 votes, while Garrett garnered 463 votes, or 42.45% to 37.58. This time around, though, the race was much closer, with Garrett winning by just 4 votes. The final total was 588 for Garrett and 584 for Tighe. There were 2 write-in votes. The results of the vote are expected to be canvassed and made official by the Board of Supervisors this Thursday. The Cass County Auditor's Office shows that out of the 4,819 registered voters, the total number of ballots cast was 1,174, or 24.36%, including the 2 write-in votes I mentioned. Garrett, who will become the first woman mayor in Atlantic, said of her new soon-to-be title,
"I am very excited to be Madam Mayor of Atlantic, and I am truly humbled and honored to serve."
With her victory seemingly in hand, Garrett was asked what the future under her administration would be like.
"Well, I have been talking to a lot of people who have some great ideas, and I believe that the community is going to step up and they are ready to move forward. And there are people that are excited as well for this new era of our town."
She said she looks forward to working with the city council and the community.
"I'm looking forward to working with the community as a whole. And again, you know, just like I've said from the very beginning, I believe all of us can bring something to the table because everyone has a passion for something, and we just can plug people in and find out where their passions are and where they want to put their resources and their energy, and I just think it's such a great opportunity for our town."
With her win, Garrett will assume the center seat during the city council meetings beginning in January. Her at-large seat on the council will either have to be filled by appointment or by special election, depending on the wishes of the council. Elsewhere in area news, 2 women were arrested Tuesday on separate charges in Red Oak. Authorities say 51-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication. Her bond was set at $300. And 29-year-old Brandy Jessica Harding of Omaha was arrested for interference with official acts. Her bond was also set at $300. A man from Shenandoah was arrested late Tuesday night on drug charges following a traffic stop. Police say 50-year-old Neil J. Williams was pulled over at around 10:50 p.m. in the 200 block of South Fremont Street in Shenandoah for an equipment violation. During an investigation, the canine Remy was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. An additional investigation resulted in Williams' arrest for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. He posted a $2,600 bond and was released with a date to appear in court. Otherwise, in state news, a Tuesday afternoon shooting incident in Des Moines caused an elementary school to go on a temporary lockdown. Police were responding to a report of shots being fired at around 1:30 p.m., not far from Lovejoy Elementary School. A quick investigation revealed 2 groups of people had been exchanging gunfire. Officers say they found multiple shell casings. No injuries were reported, and the lockdown had been lifted just after 2 p.m. Investigators were asking people who live in the neighborhood to check their surveillance video to see if any usable images were captured. University of Iowa police say a man is under arrest for assaulting 2 staff members in the College of Engineering dean's office. 56-year-old Douglas H. Johnson of Iowa City is facing 2 counts of assault for Monday's alleged incident. College of Engineering officials said in an email to staff, "We recognize that this event has been traumatic for those involved as well as unsettling and disturbing for our entire college community. We're grateful that U of I Public Safety was able to take this individual into custody." An Iowa man arrested for storming the Capitol in Washington on January 6th is pleading not guilty to a revised set of charges. The original indictment against Doug Jensen of Des Moines suggested that Vice President-elect Kamala Harris was at the Capitol at the time of the attack, but she'd already left. Prosecutors in Jensen's case and others are asking to correct the record. Jensen continues to face seven charges, including disorderly conduct and entering a restricted building with a weapon. And Iowa public health officials have stopped requiring hospitals to report the home county of patients being treated for the coronavirus. That comes even as all of the state's 99 counties have a high rate of spread and hospitalizations are at their highest risk level since early October. Iowa Department of Public Health spokeswoman Sarah Ekstrand on Tuesday confirmed the change in hospital reporting requirements. The change in policy was first reported by the Iowa Capital Dispatch. Ekstrand says the home county of patients is no longer needed to track virus activity because existing data on county-specific trends provides an appropriate understanding of the disease trends. Iowa has 623 COVID-19 patients in the hospital as of the latest report and 146 in intensive care. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.